Hi, welcome to Foreign Thoughts. Today we are going to be interviewing my dad, Vic DeLosto. Say hi.
Hi.
Let's start the interview.
All right, so if you could level up an aspect of yourself, but decrease an aspect of yourself at like the same level, what would that be? What would those aspects be?
If I could get prepared to start this all over again. I don't understand what you're saying. So, if you could level up what?
So, like, if you could level up an aspect of yourself, like a personality trait or a physical trait, what would that be?
Well, if I could level up one?
Yes.
You mean raise it up from where it's at?
Yes. Like, improve it.
Oh, cool. There you go. That's kind of English. Okay. If I could improve my... We're not recording now, are we?
Yes, we are.
Are you serious? Okay. Well...
All right. Okay. But if you could level up an aspect of yourself, what would that be, Dad?
If I can improve an aspect of myself... I would work on, and I have been working on, thinking more thoroughly about what I'm going to say, rather than just saying it because of response. You know, like if I touched a hot pan, I would think, ooh, should I say ouch? Or normally I would say ouch. So that's what I'd like to do, is improve my responses.
Okay, but like... At the same token, there's an aspect that has to be, like, decreased.
What aspect would that be? So you would increase your thoughts of, mm-hmm. like, how to respond to things. What would you decrease about yourself?
Yeah. What would I decrease about myself?
Mm-hmm.
I would decrease... You know, what do you guess? This is a trap. I would decrease... my anger.
Your anger. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you got to understand, my anger is not like, just sharp as a knife. It is directed at things that need to be corrected. But what I need to do is I need to not get emotionally involved and take more time to explain why it shouldn't work that way.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, solid. I agree with that.
Yeah.
So, right. For the next question.
Okay, what do you wish grew on trees?
What do I wish would grow on trees? I wish, if we're talking about something physical, I would say that I would love to see more growth, more greenery, more life on a tree. And I'm looking at a tree right now. And it's like dead, but it's not. It's hibernating for the winter. But mm-hmm. I wish that it had more greenery on it, because that dictates life to me.
I'd want money to be on trees.
Yeah, I was gonna say you don't want money to grow on trees, or
yeah, you know, I'd like to have a lot of money grow on trees. But I thought maybe you were talking a little bit more about realistic stuff. I would love a lot of.
You don't want like melanzanis to grow on trees?
Yes, I would love melanzani to be on trees. I would love a lot of things to be on trees. You know, I would love to have all the physical things that would make a person happy to grow on trees, so they can just wake up in the morning, walk to the tree, and pick whatever they need for the day.
That's a big tree.
It's a big tree.
Will you explain to our viewers what melanzanis are?
Melanzani is the Italian word for eggplant.
Thank you. Okay. For the next question, we have, so if you were forced into a gladiatorial combat, like in gladiators, you know, but could only choose one weapon that isn't technically considered a weapon, what weapon would you choose?
I would choose a real soft pillow, so that when I got close to the person that I wanted to defend myself with, or else get aggressive with, I would throw that over their head and smother them.
That was a 360 turn.
that was definitely
welcome to the pacifist road.
Well, you know, everything's temporary, yeah.
All right. So, if you can make anything legal, what would that be? Like anything.
Absolutely anything.
Absolutely anything. I would make immigration legal for people who have been in this country over a given period of time, for example, 10, 12, 14 years, and they're working under and receiving money underneath the table simply because they can't get legal, and you know they have to do stuff on the black market. There's people that I know of, one in particular, their son has went to Iraq and fought for America and came back, and their father was being threatened with being deported. Now, the son was born in this country, and so they're automatically a citizen, but the father and mother is not accepted as a citizen, so that's what I would like to do. I would like to make people that are now illegal legal as long as they had a clean legal record and they contribute to society.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. I agree too, actually. That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. If your sheets had to be made of deli meats, what meat would you choose?
Soul on me. So I would have soul on me on each side of my body. Because I love
it. You love salami that much.
Love salami, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, with a big loaf of bread for a pillow and some olives.
You know what? And that seems like the best way to kind of wake up in the middle of the night. Midnight. Yeah. You don't even have to salami. Yeah. You don't even have to move. You can just like roll a little bit. Kind of pick up the piece of salami in your mouth, chew it, go back to sleep.
What psychopath wakes up at the middle of the night and is like, salami though?
Yeah.
Dad? So,
that's me.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
if you could change your job profession now, what would you change it to?
Well, I would love to be a musician, but I just don't have the God-given ability. But if I was and had the ability, I would love to be a musician. And I would love to sing the blues.
What instrument would you play?
What instrument would I play?
Mm-hmm.
I'd play any one of the horns. Sax, trumpet, any of those that would fit in with blues. I like blues.
Yeah.
And because of the history of blues, and, you know, it came out of the slavery days. And it was very instrumental in the blues. And there's a lot of feeling in that. Before I came here, I was listening to Aretha Franklin and a song, The Black Rose Grows in Harlem. Mm-hmm. You know, Spanish Harlem is what it is. And I listened to that 5 or 6 times because there's so much meaning behind that,
mm-hmm.
you know, other than just the rhythm, the sound. Okay.
Well, I wouldn't say they don't have any, like, abilities, like you said. You play the piano and the accordion.
Yes, I do. I was forced into taking accordion lessons when I was a kid, and that transfers over to the piano a little bit, but just on my right hand. I'm lousy on my left hand because on the accordion I use the buttons, doom, 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 doom. See, in the piano you got a keyboard, see.
Mm-hmm.
So my brain's wired wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, my next question is, if bugs were flavored like your favorite food, mm-hmm. would you eat the bugs? Like, say if it was a roach. Would you eat a roach?
Would I eat a roach?
Yes.
I've probably eaten a roach. And before in my previous environment when I was a kid, yes. I've got a lot of experiences with roaches. I don't know if you want to go into detail on that, but I could. But, I've found them in my mouth before when I was sleeping. So I like my roaches just plain.
With human saliva. No salt?
No salt, just human saliva. And, you know.
I'd eat my roach grilled.
Would you eat it grilled?
Yeah.
Well, you eat PB&J's grilled.
Mm.
So.
Yeah.
Back to the music question. Have you ever thought about, like...
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
And I don't know if this is part of the interview or not, but you ever seen a cockroach die?
No.
Cucaracha.
A cucaracha. They go like this. You know, when you spray them, mm-hmm. they go like this.
Crawl around.
And then they stop. And then they go forward with their head.
Okay.
And then they roll over. And they go like this.
With
so
their legs.
When in the city, in the inner city, when you wanted to show somebody that you're going to do something to them, probably not really good, you go, that's how the cucaracha dies. Yeah, and that's what's going to happen to you.
That sounds okay. Like a threat.
Yeah, no.
A big threat.
Yeah. What was your question about the music?
Have you ever thought, like, if you started a band, you know, have you ever thought about what your band name would be?
Yeah. Actually, we have a family band called the Losto Band.
Yeah?
And I don't know. I don't know if I'd want anything centered like that. I'd say I think I would name something Inner Freedom. You know, Inner mm-hmm. Freedom. So your music is surrounded by you releasing your inner self, and you become more free. So it's Inner Freedom.
That sounds like some really soulful blues right there.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Do you have any more questions, anybody?
I actually do. So, if you could... Okay. If you had the ability to time travel, where would you go?
I probably would go back where I came from. Go over some of the things I just didn't do too right.
You'd want to change stuff?
Yeah. I'd like to say I'm sorry to a few people. Stop it.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'd go. I'd like to talk to my mother and my father. One of the things that I realized later on in life that when you lose your father or mother first, you only got one half of the other person that brought you on life. When you lose that person, you really don't have an origin to back where you came from other than God.
Do you have any advice for us as, like, teenagers?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, you got extended range on your recorder?
Yep.
Yeah. I really would talk about life in the sense of that you're in the most sensitive part of your life right now, and decisions that you make now in this era are going to impact the rest of your life, particularly on choices of mates and your activity with mates. And your education and your determination and so on. So if I was to give any young person advice, and I had to center it in on a couple particular areas, I would say make sure you take care of yourself, because you can't take care of anybody else if you can't take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. And you can't expect someone else to take care of you down the road. So you have to get an education to where you can provide for yourself, and if you have offspring, to provide for your offspring.
Yeah.
So gone are the days where two people get married. They should be gone, they're not gone, but two people get married or don't get married, just live together and have a couple of children, and then all at once one person leaves and leaves the other person with the two kids, and they're just bound, directed to poverty, and government reliant on substances to survive. And you get one life. And so you just got to be careful how you use this life, because there's damages that happen that it's hard to repair down the road. You just got to take care of yourself. That's number one. is take care of yourself. If you put yourself first above everybody else, then you can come back and help everybody else.
There's that one psychology thing. It's like the hierarchy of needs. Isn't it like Maslow's?
Yeah, Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a little pyramid thing. And it like has like the steps and like what you should take to survive. Like first is like, I believe it's like food, or not food, like shelter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then food. And it's like a, it's a nice diagram.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty solid.
So, I hope I haven't been a disappointment.
Of course.
I didn't know what I was in for.
No, thank you. Thank you for letting us interview.
Yeah, you kind of dove into it head first, so, like, we appreciate that.
Yeah. So, I've got some things to say, if I'm allowed to say them.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Can you give me a couple hours to think of them? I don't have anything to say. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Well, that was our interview with Vic, and thanks for coming on the show.
Yes, oh, was we still alive right up to then?
Yep.
Yeah. Hello, everybody out there.
All right. So that was Vic Delosto, and he's on his way to the gym right now, so we don't have an outro from him, a final word, if you will. So...
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you next episode.
See you next time.